Elissa Walker Campbell, we are back inside the Quicken Loans studios right here in Houston. And you know what? The start of the 2016 college football season. We cannot wait. It is just around the corner. Big 12 Media Days. They were underway all week in Dallas. And right now it is time for a Texas two-step and a preview on the season. Our go-to guy is always Sports Beats writer with Horns Illustrated, Steve Habel. Good evening, Steve.
Hello, Elissa. Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. It's wonderful to have you back with us. And you know what's interesting? You're kind of a hybrid. I mean, you cover it all. You travel the world also covering the great game of golf. You've got to give us a quick hit on the historic performance of Henrik Stenson last Sunday.
Well, you know, Stenson is a pretty stoic cat, isn't he? But he was as cool as a cucumber with Mickelson breathing down his neck the whole day. You know, I wasn't overly inspired by the golf course last week, Alyssa, but I sure was inspired by the way those guys played. A two-man race for the last 2 days, basically. And, you know, I think that was a tournament for the ages for Stenson. I mean, it's hard to imagine anybody playing any better golf than that under such pressure. So he's a good guy. Always a great quote and always quick with the quip. So, you know, he was a popular choice to win, no doubt about it.
Well, this is truly what golf should be. It was spectacular, you know, showing by Henrik Stenson, but also just a stunning performance by Phil as he shot that bogey-free round, 65 on Sunday at Royal Troon. Can you believe that wasn't enough?
Well, I just was amazed at how Phil scrambled. I mean, he knocked the ball all over the yard and ended up getting it home from a couple of crazy places. But, you know, Phil's a pretty cool cat, too. I mean, he knows how to play the game, knows how to golf the ball in those conditions. And that's going into Sunday, I really thought Mickelson may have a little bit of an advantage because he seems to be able to flight his ball a little bit better than Stenson does. He could hit a lower shot. But, Stenson is a high ball player, but they didn't get a lot of wind on the backside on Sunday, which really made a huge difference for Stenson. So, yeah, you think figure a 65 in the final round of the British Open will probably win it. But Stenson was just a little bit better that day.
Steve Habel is back with us from Horns Illustrated. Before we start talking about the Texas Longhorns, I mean, what are your expectations for Phil Mickelson over the next 5 to 10 years? We were talking about this in hour number one already tonight.
You know, Phil seemed like he's really concentrating on the majors now, but he's played well at some tournaments. At Houston, he played well. He seems like he rises up every now and then. I think he could win another major or two, especially in the British Open. Seems like he's really adapted his game to that. U.S. Open would be what he'd want to win more than anything, but I don't know if the venue set up for him to do that. You know, Erin Hills next year is a tough spot for him to do that in. I think he'll be a player, and I think he'll be a great popular player in the Champions Tour when the time comes. I mean, that's a great time for those guys to get out there and play on the Champions Tour. So, you know, I like Phil, and I think everybody else does too.
You bet. Let's shift gears. Let's talk about your Texas Longhorns. It's interesting. College football analyst Phil Steele was on my program a few weeks ago, and he believes Texas may be one of the most improved teams in the country in 2016. Do you agree?
Well, Phil Steele must have a crystal ball that a lot of us...
hey, when he's on my show, he does.
Texas is going to have one of the youngest teams out there, Alyssa. I mean, they're a team that could get some momentum behind them early and really start running things, or they could crash early and then it'd be a catch-up situation. It's hard to think that Texas is going to be really, they're not going to be a favorite against Notre Dame on opening night, that's for sure. But, you know, Notre Dame's lost a lot of players too. But you think that if a team can get a little confidence with that young talent that they have, that they might be able to do it. I haven't predicted them to win more than 7 games this year, and I don't know if that's enough for Charlie Strong to keep his job, but they've got a lot of young talent. They've got a lot of question marks. And, you know, the Big 12 is not backing up. The other teams in the Big 12 are still pretty darn good. So nobody's going to hand Texas any time.
Well, you know, I was wondering, I mean, will they even be able to win 8 conference games? You're saying a total of 7. You think that's going to be the best scenario this season?
Well, I'm not talking conference games. I'm talking about total games. That's,
Wow.
I've predicted they're going to win 7 games in the regular season and go to a bowl game. You know, I enjoy it when Texas goes to a bowl game. That means I get to go travel with them and play some golf somewhere. But I've missed that. I missed, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, it was San Antonio. I mean, that's not really much of a trip for us in Austin. And then 2 years ago, it was Houston, which was not really, I mean, God bless you, Alyssa, for living in Houston, but that's not really a great garden spot for golf.
Come on.
and then, you know, last year they didn't go at all. But, you know, I think that it's a tough road to hoe. The Big 12 is talented. They've got a lot of great players. I mean, nine of the teams that Texas is going to face have their quarterback returning as a starter from last year. So, and Texas can't boast that at all. They've got question marks at quarterback. So, you know, seven wins, maybe optimistic, depending on what happens at the first of the year. It may be low, depending on if they can get on a roll, but that's kind of where I'm standing right now.
Yeah, but Texas, they've got this new offensive coordinator, Sterling Gilbert. I mean, he arrived from Tulsa where he was the offensive coordinator. He's going to be looking what to increase the tempo, and I understand he's a disciple of Art Briles' offensive system.
Yeah, he is. Sterling is a disciple of a lot of offensive systems, but he's never actually called plays before as an offensive coordinator, and it's a little bit different playing, you know, coaching Tulsa than it is University of Texas against Big 12 opponents every week. I think the proof is still out there. We have to figure out if Gilbert can coach up these guys and get them going at his tempo. And you know, that doesn't mean that Texas defense is going to stop anybody. And he's not coaching the defense. I mean, Texas statistically had the worst defense that they've ever had last year, which is crazy. And that was one side of it wasn't addressed with a lot of issues. But, you know, Charlie Strong came to Texas, you know, as a defensive coach, and now he's kind of jumped over to the dark side and becoming, well, if I can't beat him on defense, I've got to try to beat him with offense, mm-hmm. get that one extra possession, go faster. So, you know, I think that until we see what's going to happen with Sterling Gilbert, until those guys get a little adversity, there's no telling where that's going to go at this point.
That, of course, was Steve Habel with Horns Illustrated. Always a big thank you to all of our amazing guests in our lineup. We'll see you after my vacation in 2 weeks right here at the Big E Sports Show.